Hi, you guys. It's me, RJ, and welcome back to RJ Talk About It. Now, today, we're going to be talking about sleeping. Now, I'm just going to jump into this topic because I have a lot of things to do today. So, this episode may seem rushed, but it's not necessarily my fault. But, okay, so with sleeping, how many of you guys actually had trouble, like sleep troubles? I never had sleep troubles. It's just the things that I did in my sleep was insane, you guys. I'm telling you, it gets juicy. Now, most people don't want to talk about sleeping because, like, sleeping is boring. Okay, everybody sleeps. Wow, woohoo. Nobody deals with anything in their sleep. I can't differ with that. When I first started sleeping on my own, I didn't have problems. But when I started getting into first grade period, I started having, you know, problems while I was asleep. And it wasn't sleeping problems or just like, you know, waking up in the middle of the night. I was sleepwalking, some people will call it, but it's actually called night terrors. That's what my doctor called it. If that's what it's called, I don't know. But basically that's what it was. Now, baby, I grew out of it, but here's where it was a long journey. It was a screaming long journey. When I had my night terrors, the first one I had was I was taking a nap. This was like, you know how you take a nap during the day and you wake up late at night? I took a nap during the day and I woke up that late that night. And my dad was already up. So I, while I was, I remember it because, I mean, I remember most of it, it was a long time ago. I woke up and I felt like my head was about to explode. And I felt like it was a timer on my head. And if somebody don't beat the timer, I was going to blow up. So I went up in there screaming, oh my God, it's a timer on my head. Boom, boom, boom. I was literally panicking. I had to get some water and everything because it was that bad. And that's like it was so bad to where people around me started to believe it, and it was so insane. The next one was it wasn't just night terror, so this is just the first part. The second time I had it, it was around that is the same year. I was doing flips in my bed back and forth. Like I was doing flips back to back, and Mom came in, and that's when I started screaming, and I was just panicking really, really bad. And my mom said that I wasn't really asleep, but my mom said I was asleep, but my eyes were open, though. And I was completely unaware of who I was, or, like, I didn't know anybody while the night terror was actually going on. So it was kind of really scary. I really could hurt myself during that time, during my night terrors, because it gets worse, you guys. It gets way worse. Okay, the second time, my sister was going to work. She was going to work. It was late at night. I had taken a nap, got up, and then I stood up in front of my mom's bed. Like, she had this kind of like, it was like a big stand, like it's a, I don't know how to explain it. Okay, think of a square, but it's like a sofa couch, but when you, it's like a, okay, you know how you, it's a sofa chair, right? And you know, some sofa chairs, right in the front of it, have like this square thing that you can remove. And it's also made of the sofa part. So like you can move it or stuff like that. And it's like, it sits right in front of a chair, but you can move it. So she had that. And it was the type that you can open up and put stuff in it. So I stood on top of it in front of her bed, and she was on her phone probably. Yeah, I think she was on her phone. I don't know. I don't remember because it was a long time ago. So stood up in front of her bed, and she looked up at me. First I came in there and I screamed, and I said, I think I was like, I'm Superman, I saved the world, or like, I'm here to save the world, or like, it was really chaotic. It was like, I said something like that, and then said that, stood up on top of the bed, and like, I would never do something like that, stand up on top of somebody else's bed, because I wouldn't even do that consciously. And then I fell back to the ground. I fell to the ground from on top of the thing. So, mind you, I'm standing up on top of the thing, and I fell to the ground. So, when I fell to the ground, I started crying, and I was like, I miss my sister. And she was like, she's at work. So, I wouldn't stop crying and panicking until she came home. When she came home, I was finally calm, and then she was just like, come on. And then she took me in my room. I went to sleep, and then she left. Well, no. No, she's, I don't know if she was off work or not. I don't know if she stayed there. I don't know. But, yeah. And that's not even the worst part. The next part, I was, the next time it happened, it was in the kitchen. I tried to jump inside of the trash can. Like, and it wasn't big enough for me to jump into. That's the crazy part. I jumped head first into the trash can. And my mom pulled me out, but because like my upper half was stuck in the trash can. So I jumped inside of the trash can, and I was like, I don't know what I was doing in there. I don't know what type of dream that was, but jumped inside of the trash can. And then when she pulled me out, I started crying and screaming. I was so scared. And it's funny now to me, but back then it was so scary because like it was so real to me, and the panic of me made other people believe what my dreams were, if that makes sense. Like my dreams was coming to life. Like most of the time it was like, I kind of remember now, it was just like, one time I panicked because I realized the earth is so big and I'm so small. And then if the earth is that big, then imagine how big the universe is. And like, it was, yeah, I was cuckoo. So, after those happened, here's the worst, happened. So I thought that they were over with, but they weren't. So, around when I was, like, 13 probably, I thought they stopped at around, like, 9, probably. Well, no, I thought they stopped at around 10. And it was, like, a year or two that had passed. So, I thought I was over with. So, I decided to watch a scary movie with my cousins. So, everything was going fine. I'm not scared of scary movies. I never have been. Like, ever since I was younger, I've never been afraid of scary movies. I was afraid of them my past days. But, like, now or at that time, I was not afraid of scary movies. I could watch anything. So, watched it. Thought everything was okay. And I don't even know if it was because of the scary movie or not. But this one, I absolutely do not know. I absolutely do not know what happened. I know what happened when I became not necessarily me again, but when I regained my knowledge, like when I regained consciousness. I don't know. Was I even unconscious? I don't know. But when I regained when I realized what I was doing and where I was at and who all was around me, we was actually on a family trip. I was in Orlando, Florida. And when I was in Orlando, Florida, I was asleep in the room, and I was asleep on, I was sleeping in the living room because we had a room. Wait, was we in the living room or was we in? We was in the living room at the time because everybody wanted to just sleep in the living room. So we had our own rooms because it was a huge house. So we all had our own room. So it was like five people on the floor, six people on the floor probably. But we was on air mattresses. So when we were asleep, my cousin said that I jumped up and I ran out and I jumped up and screamed and then ran out and he tried to grab me, but I was too fast. Now, here's the crazy part. Here's where it gets like, you know, here's where it gets really, really, really weird, you guys. So brace yourself. It was hella scary, baby. I could not walk. And when I say that, I mean, I literally could not even walk on my own without being in a wheelchair or anything like that. And here's how crazy it was. Okay, so mind you, when I was in Florida, Orlando, Florida, at the time, I had hit my leg on something because I was playing and I hit my leg on something. My knee was huge. So it was water in my knee. Went to the doctor. He said that it's like really bad swelling and you could feel the water in it. So, well, fluid or whatever. So, it hadn't healed at all yet. So this happened right before the trip and I didn't want to miss out on a trip. So I went. So, we ended up going to Disney World. I was going to stay there because I couldn't walk anyway, but I asked my mama, I said, well, I really don't want to stay here and be here with the other adults, or like it was like another teenager who didn't want to go, but my cousin was like he would help push me in the wheelchair. So they had wheelchairs there, they had for handicapped people, and at the time I was kind of handicapped. So my mom and my cousin was pushing me around the amusement park. And I was riding the rides just like everybody else. But it came once we got back to the house. So that story is just about how I wasn't able to walk at all. Literally could not walk. And so that's how it was so crazy. Because when he said that I ran too fast for him to catch him. And then he said, so at that point, when I screamed out loud, not only did he wake up, people from upstairs started running on downstairs. And it was like maybe 12 people ran from upstairs because of the family trip. So they ran from upstairs and they came down, and some of them were just staring from the staircase, was like, what's going on? What's like asking who is there hollering? So I was screaming down to the top of my lungs, and like probably the whole neighborhood heard me. So when they came down, my mom had grabbed me because I was trying to unlock the door. Good thing the door was locked because I wasn't fast enough to unlock it. So I was turning the lock, trying to open the door to run outside. By the time I had unlocked it and opened the door, somebody was already behind me about to, run and try to catch me. So somebody was like, get your run back over here. So they was like, come inside. And then right before I stepped outside, that's when I turned around, but then I ran past them and I was still screaming because, like, I don't know what made me turn around, but I don't know. So I turned around and ran past them. And then that's when I started screaming to the top of my lungs. And then somebody had to have catched me. Somebody had to have catched me. I don't know what happened after I ran past my cousin, you know, screaming. But all I remember is, like, you know, trying to unlock the door. Because at that point, I was, you know. It's like you can never remember the beginning of it, but you can always remember the ending part. You know what I'm saying? Parts of the ending part. You still don't know all of it. It's like in bits and pieces, but you never remember the beginning. And that's how I was. So that's how I remember the door, trying to unlock the door and all that. So when they finally caught me, my mom in my room was like at the bottom. She had the master room. So she was in that room, and all my cousins and my uncles and aunties and all them, they were holding me down because, like, it was, I'm very strong, so they was holding me down, and I was steady screaming, like, let me go, let me go. And I was really panicking because, like, it was really scary to me. Like, it was, maybe it was scary for them, but still, though, it was very, very scary for me. So when I had finally, you know, let them, I finally calmed down. It was like, just breathe, just breathe. Okay, so I started breathing, and then that's when they let me go. Came down, I calmed down. And then that's when I was just like, you know, after like 2 minutes, I was back, you know, they had to calm me down first. And then like after 2 minutes of that, that's when I calmed down and I realized, okay, what had happened, it was starting to come to me what had happened. Not like the events that happened, but like it started to come to me like, oh wait, I did it again. I had a nightmare again. So after that, my cousins was like, that was crazy. And all of that, like, they was just like shocked and just, ooh. So I was embarrassed. And I think I started crying afterwards because, like, it's really an embarrassing situation. Like, you know, having people see you do that and then just like, knowing that you could have ran out there and got hit by a car or something like that. That was just so, ooh, that was so insane. So, yeah, I'm happy I grew out of that, but it was, So, eventually the next day, they was just like, stop talking about it. Or, they wasn't ashamed of it. They was just like, stop talking about it. Because I was getting tired of talking about it. So, That was that, but that was like the last time I actually, you know, had a night terror. Now, in the midst of me having night terrors, I just went ahead and got the night terrors out of the way. Now, right in the midst of me having night terrors, you know, I had like 2 night terrors when I was younger. Right in the middle of like me having night terrors, like, okay, I stopped having night terrors, but then it was like maybe a couple of months later, I started having seizures. Now, my dad had seizures when he was younger. So when I sleep, I would just like, I would have these uncontrollable jerks. Like, it's like it was jerking one of my arms. And like, I would just have seizures and I'd fall down, fall off the bed. And I slept on high beds, like not a bunk bed, but like it was like on stilts. So I fell and I hit my head and it really hurt, especially like, you know, with the seizures and not being able to control it, put your arms down, anything like that. It was really insane. Like, ooh, it was so painful. And I just did not, those were the worst. I hated those way more than night terrors. So, and the weird thing was, you never know when a seizure gonna end. I don't know if you do know, but I never knew when my eyes were gonna end. Because I just felt like, what if I'm just sitting here forever doing this, jerking my arm? So, you can't scream or nothing. It's just like involuntary movement. And so, my sister came in. The first time I had it, my sister came in, picked me up off the floor, and laid me back down on the bed. I don't know if I was still having the seizure or I had stopped. And she just came in there and thought I was sleeping on the ground. She came in and picked me up. This was when I was younger. So I was small enough for her to pick me up. So she picked me up, put me on a bed, and I went back to sleep. The next time I had it was, I was in my dad's house. I had the seizure, and this one was kind of like the worst because I really, really, really hit myself so hard. I had the seizure and I was sleeping on the couch and a chair was right in front of me. And it was not like a regular chair. It was a metal chair, like a dung dung metal chair. Very hard. So when I was having a seizure, I started, you know, that arm starts to jerk. So and it's not like a small jerk. It's like boom, boom. Like it's like really bad jerking. So I jerked myself off onto the floor and I hit my head on the chair. Like my head went boom on the chair onto the floor. And that was like really, really, I don't remember if I can feel it or not, but it was just the fact that I hit that chair. Like, oh my gosh. And the thing is though, when I have my seizures, my eyes are open so I can see. It's just, oh my gosh, it is very, very, very not painful, but it's painful. Like, it's just, the pain comes from not being able to do anything about it, not being able to call anybody for help, just thinking to yourself, like, what if you're there for hours and nobody come in the room to see if you're okay? Like, if nobody hear you fall or hear you jerking, what if they never hear it? That's how I be feeling. And I think the last time I did it, I was asleep. I don't remember this one because I don't necessarily, you know, I don't even know if I'm supposed to remember. I don't even remember some of these occasions. All these sleep things that I'm having, I don't even think I'm supposed to remember them. But my doctor said the reason why you remember some of them is because, like, it wasn't that big yet. Like, it wasn't terrible. Like, it was bad. It's not good, but it was, like, kind of slightly terrible. Like, It wasn't as bad as it could have been, if that makes sense. But the last one I had was, I was on the couch, and I had a night terror. I mean, not a night terror. I had a seizure, and I fell on the ground. And I think after a while of you having a seizure on the ground, you kind of, like, you know, I don't know if you pass out or you just, you know, go back to sleep, or I don't know. But all I know is I don't remember what happened after that. I just remember waking up on the floor. I remember having a seizure. Then eventually it all faded away, and it's like, woke back up and I was on the floor, and I was like, dang, it happened again. So yeah, that's really the sleep problems that I've had, and I've had sleep paralysis too, which some people call it the devil riding your back. Those were just, oh my gosh, so trippy. I woke up, I've had this like 3 times maybe, not as much as the seizures and the night terrors, but I wake up one time. I don't know how I remember this one. It was like I was in a movie. I was having a dream about a movie theater, and I was in a movie theater and the screen was just black. So that means I was just sitting there looking at a black screen in a movie theater by myself. So I was ready to, at that point I knew I didn't want to see it no more. I don't know if I knew that I was dreaming, but I knew that I didn't want to be there anymore. So I tried to wake up, couldn't wake up. And then when my eyes finally opened, I couldn't move. Yeah, I could not move at all. So I was blinking. Well, no. Was I blinking? I have no clue. But somebody probably can tell me if you blink or not when you're having sleep paralysis. But when I was having a sleep paralysis, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to move. Because I think the one with the movie theater, this was like probably like the second time it happened. So I knew not to panic. So I didn't panic. So I was like, move your foot. I was thinking in my head, like, move the foot. So I finally kicked the foot. And then when the foot moved, everything just came back. And it's like, oh my gosh. Oh, I'm finally free. And the other times, like, I just stopped panicking and I just moved my feet. It's not the easiest thing to do. It's not just move. Like, you don't just easily say, move your feet, and you move your feet. It's like, you have to put in work to move that foot. I be having to put in work. So when I finally move that feet, I can move again. But yeah, that's kind of it. What I really had were my sleep problems. So yeah, now I don't really have problems with my sleep like that. But I'm so happy I don't have to go through that no more. Cause it was scary for me. Oh my goodness. But yeah. Anyway, that is all for it. This is the end of this topic, which means unfortunately it is the end of this episode. So thank you guys for listening. And please share it with a friend. And yeah. Bye guys. Love you. Mwah.